This time I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2074. Brad, tell us about the bill.
Mr. Chair, Senator Corcoran, House Bill 2074 allows the Director of the Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center to accept gifts, grants, and donations of money, property, or other valuable items for benefit of the Oregon State Fair. It requires the Oregon State Fair Commission to approve disposition of gifts, grants, and donations unless the disposition is specified by terms of the donation. It requires money and interest earned from a gift, grant, or donation to be accounted for separately in the Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center account. Earnings be spent as directed by the donor, for if no purpose is specified, or any purpose of the commission. Current law does not specify a clear mechanism for the Oregon State Fair to account for gifts, grants, or donations paid to the State Fair. This measure would provide statutory guidelines for the Oregon State Fair to follow when accepting, accounting for, and disposing of gifts and donations. First up, specify we have Trustee Burney, Director of the Oregon State Fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're the only one to testify. Welcome tonight. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to raise money one way or another, right?
We're going to do our best. Rusty Byrne, Director of the Oregon State Fair, Mr. Chairman, Senator Conklin. Ms. Harper did her adequate description in his describing of the bill. This is simply a technical bill that allows us to assure someone that gives us a gift that the gift is going to be used as they appropriate wanted us to do. Right now, the money simply disappears in the general funding of the fair and the agency, and there's no assurances that it wasn't supplanted by public money, and therefore we didn't get it, or and therefore that money was not used in the proper way. So it's really a really straightforward bill. It just allows us a mechanism to show the donor that the gift was used as they directed it and wanted it used.
For example, we talked before about the idea of people making donations of different things, like, for example, know that it went to a certain thing within the operation of the
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. People in general, when they are giving you gifts, don't want those to be in place of your regular funding. They want to give it for a specific purpose over and above what your funding is. That's why they give you the gift. And it may be for an arena, like a special show arena or something like that. And they want to see that that money came in and was spent in the way that they wanted it spent. Real straightforward.
Does the commission have the authority to, for example, I'll back up. Senator Gordley had a bill that was for the parks, and what it was, they could sell a brick or something like this in order to raise money, and the relative to that brick, kind of like Pioneer Courthouse Square, that type of thing. Do you folks have the authority to go ahead and do that kind of thing? Because sometimes that can be a good money raiser, you know, to have something named in your honor, because you see certain buildings that are listed out.
Mr. Chairman, in fact, we do, and recently, as you recall, we had a sponsorship bill passed through this committee, which has now been signed by the governor, which clearly gives us more enhanced abilities to do sponsorships. But we have done the kind of thing that you're talking about in the past. They did a fountain dedication at the fairs, the Friendship Square fountain, and people bought bricks, and their names were in the bricks, and they're around the fountain. So we in fact, have done that in the past. Yes, sir.
Great. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing on House Bill 2074, and I'm going to open the public hearing on House Bill 21218.
For either a change in the form of ownership or an actual transfer of ownership of an existing livestock auction, or for an application for renewal of an existing livestock auction license expired for less than 1 year. Attorney for a new livestock auction market license for $200. An approved application grant each auctioneer a monopoly within its designated territory. The license fees are used to conduct by act and for background checks, facility inspections, protect animal welfare, and on-site public hearing. Last auction and license public hearing cost the Department of Agriculture $1. Total cost for the license. The department is asking for an application to be increased to reflect actual costs. Approximately one new application is expected the next 5 to 10 years. First up is specified, we have Chuck Craig and Roger Huffman from the Department of Agriculture.
I'll let you two identify yourself for the record and decide who's going first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Chuck Craig with the Department of Agriculture. With me is Roger Huffman, the administrator of our Animal Health and Identification Division. HB 2121A is a cost recovery bill that the department has submitted, as staff has explained, for new applications for public livestock auctions. It only applies to new applications. It is not a recurring renewal fee. And the current fee was established 28 years ago, and these applications only occur infrequently. The last one we did was the first one in over 15 years. But the program that does this work has no general fund. And so if it doesn't recover its costs, or at least come close to recovering its costs, it's really taking money from other dedicated fees. And we would really hope that we could not do that. I think that Rogers passed out a breakdown of the cost of the last application that we did, and also there's some information in our testimony on the costs in other states, which is $1,500 for the state of Washington and $500 for Idaho. Idaho's fee was established a long time ago also. And we have attempted also to provide exemptions for changes of ownership and for lapses of up to a year in renewal, so that the minimum number of people possible really get stuck paying the fee.
Why isn't this the government budget?
Mr. Chair, We did not ask for a general fund in the governor's budget, because this is a pretty specific cost that applies to a very specific sort of activity, and of course we were told from the outset that there are going to be, you know, real limitations on the availability of general fund. Plus it is a very small issue in the sense that it doesn't happen very often, so it would hardly show up. You know, $1,000 every 15 years is not gonna show up really in the budget. So
do most auction companies, are they aware of this? This is gonna happen? You're right, it doesn't. What is the time period that they would want the license?
I'm Roger Huffman, Chairman or Administrator of the Animal Health Identification Division. This bill has been run past the Auction Market Association and also through the Cattlemen's Association, which had to bear the cost of the last time that we addressed this particular issue. So all parties have been apprised of what's going on, and the Auction Market Association is in support of this, because again, it does not affect the existing auction market. It's just a new one, somebody trying to start up their business, and actually it would be a competitor of theirs if it was so granted. So they feel like they should pay their way to get that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Oh, Glenn, are you signed up? Oh, Glenn, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Glenn Stoneman for the Oregon Cattlemen Association. Everything that's been said, I think the cattlemen, I know the cattlemen endorse. It's not often that we'll be here to endorse a fee increase, but I think it's pretty well been explained the inspection of this and the application of to get the license should be done properly. And as pointed out by Mr. Huffman, presently, if it costs more than the $200 that comes out of the brand inspection fee, we pay that. The cattlemen pay that. We know that that's good and that helps enforce the laws against theft of animals. Also, a new auction yard could pop up out somewhere and actually be utilized in processing and auctioning off stolen cattle. So we want them to do a good job. We're willing to pay for them to do a good job. We'd like this good bill should pass.
Thank you. Let's do that. Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2121A, and I'm going to open the public hearing on House Bill 2517A. And tell us about the bill.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 25.
Bringing Fish and Wildlife Commission to establish fish and wildlife permits issued to commercial fishermen. Current law permits the holder of a commercial fishing license. Fish directly from the license holder. So after obtaining any limited permit, however, the statute limits the number of permits issued for the same to no more than four. This measure eliminates permits for the sale of salmon and grants to the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission Authority will establish a rule to limit on the number of permits for the sale of any two fish. From the Department of Fish and Wildlife, your ruling,
so I'll let you folks decide who's going to go first. State your name for the record.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Joe Rollator. I'm the assistant to the director of Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. With me is Don Gardner. He's the legislative assistant to Representative Terry Thompson, whose bill this is. The limited fish seller's permit is a permit that allows a commercial fisher to sell his product from his boat. It must be caught by the fisherman on his properly licensed boat, and it must be sold off the boat, and then it must be sold to the consumer, to the ultimate consumer, so he can't wholesale or something like that off the boat. The reason for this permit is to allow fishermen to add value to their fish rather than selling it to the processor who adds the value to it. Fishermen himself can add the value to the fish. The reason this program was established back in the early 80s, and during that period of time, we were doing very intensive quota management on salmon. There was a large salmon fleet. The quotas were managed very, very tightly so that overfishing did not occur. And back then, we didn't have the kind of technology to account for the catch readily except through the processors. So the commission, the Fish and Wildlife Commission, and the fishermen determined that there should only be a small number of these vessels licensed to sell salmon from their boats, and that they would only have to report within 7 days how many fish they had taken and sold off their boats. So we didn't want to get into a situation where there was a lot of of salmon being sold off of boats that that we couldn't manage the quota, and therefore prevent overfishing. Well, that's really not a problem anymore. Partially we don't have the boats, but also people have electronics aboard to be able to hail when they're coming in and say to the Fish and Wildlife representative in the port that they have 500 salmon aboard that they're planning on selling over the next week. In this bill, it would allow the commission to set a limited number for any other species that the same sort of quota management might apply to. For instance, lingcod. We may very well be in a lingcod, in a situation with a lingcod in the future where this is a very desirable fish for the public to buy. It may be in very limited numbers. The quota may be down to something like several hundred pounds a day. And when the quota is taken, the season needs to be closed. So we could say that there are only so many lingcod permits or halibut or something else like that. But it allows the commission the flexibility to set a limit on the number of species. So we support this bill from Representative Thompson. If you have any questions about technically how things run, John is here to help us talk about why we need this bill or anything else. Thank you.
I apologize. For the record, my name is John Gardner. I'm a staff person for Representative Trey Thompson. The House is in session, so I got sent down. This is really, for all the, as complicated as it sounds, pretty simple. It just reflects changes in the salmon industry. This gives the guys that are still in business more flexibility in marketing their fish. This is what it comes down to. So, ODS&W can track what's caught and how much easier than they used to be able to. So, pretty simple, really. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Senator.
And at this point, we're going to take the recess until we get more folks here. And a lot of committees are going on. Okay, we're back in action here. What I'm going to do, let's just go down the list in order. And so I'm going to open the work session on House Bill 2074.
Where is it?
You want me to move it?
Okay. We didn't amend that, right?
Nope. Yeah, these are just straightforward.
Mr. Chair, I move HB 2074. Pass recommendation.
Any discussion? Bill, you weren't here. Rusty talked about what it plans to do. We read the measure sheet. It's anything that is not specified by donor, the commission will determine its use.
Not like we did for the midwife. To allow them to have some way of keeping their board open. So I think it's a good idea. Why shouldn't they be able to?
Sounds good. Any further discussion? First, we'll call the roll.
Aye.
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 House Bill 2074 has been passed. Will be sent to the floor with a due. And I will close the work session on House Bill 2074. And I'll open the work session on House Bill
2517. Chair, I would move HB 2517 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Wild has moved House Bill 25178 to the floor with a due pass. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
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 House Bill 25178 has been passed to the floor with a due pass, and who would like to carry that?
Okay.
And I'll close the work session on House Bill 2517. And I'll open the work session on House Bill 2128.
Chair, I will HB 2128 to close the recess recommendation.
Discussion. I don't want to rush this too fast.
So this is kind of a wild raise here. What's the?
It is, Bill. What it is? It's a. Brad, you want to go ahead and I'll let you describe it.
We have testimony from but their cost, actual cost, like,
a new auction,
they actually had it recently, had a new auction right now.
Okay, so this is, I just looked at it here and see it's an application fee. That's a lot different than your license. I was thinking of that in my mind here when I read it inside.
Adelman spoke on behalf of it. They felt that there was a need for a good licensing process, and they felt that this would accomplish that.
I don't have any objection.
See none, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 2121A has been sent to the floor with a due pass, and who would like to carry that? Senator Wild will carry that. Okay, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2121A, and I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 1152. Brad, tell us where we're on that.
Mr. Chair, these are the conceptual amendments that were previously passed out by the committee. We can send them to the council and formatted an LC. They are supported by the committee. Rather not.
Almost identifies them. And I'm sure I've moved SB 1152 as meant to the fourth two-pass recommendation.
Senator Wild has moved Senate Bill 1152 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. Who would like to carry this?
Aye.
Okay, Senator Shannon will carry that. Okay, Senate Bill 1152 has been sent to the floor with a due pass. And, Senator Shannon, yes. Okay, I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 1152. Senator Shannon, would you like to record your vote on the other bills? Okay. Let's see. You do dismiss the first two. Okay. I'm going to open the work session on House Bill 2074. Senator Shannon?
Aye.
Aye. Senator Shannon has recorded her vote on House Bill 2074 as aye. Close the work session on House Bill 2074, and I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2517A. And Senator Shannon, how do you vote?
Aye.
Senator Shannon votes aye on House Bill 2517A. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2517A. Is there any further business to come before the committee?
I think not.
See, not. We will be adjourned.